You're listening to a very special video edition of this podcast. Check out the description, click on the link, and you can actually watch the actual footage that was used for this episode. I wanted to make a video, not because I feel like I have to explain myself or that even that many people are interested or noticed that the videos haven't been being posted, but I was so excited and so passionate about the Raw History series that I was doing, and I filmed many episodes that haven't been uploaded and unfortunately ran into some issues with my external hard drive as well as the program that I use to edit the videos. And 5 of the episodes that were unedited and well over 3 hours long are just gone. I ran out of space on my memory card and my camera, and I transferred the files over to my external hard drive. I tried to start editing one of the videos, and it said that the external hard drive had to be formatted, which I don't understand why, because I've only ever used it on my laptop, and it's a Mac, and it said that it wasn't formatted for Mac, so I don't know if those videos are gone for good. Honestly, I don't know. But right now, a temporary break from the videos that I had, 1, already recorded, and 2, that I may have to re-record. As I'm sure you guys know, these last couple of years have been really challenging and really tough for my family and myself and my father when it comes to his health. And things were going really well. He was doing good. He was getting the infusions, and things were looking up until they found out that the infusions were actually attacking his thyroid, and because of that, they were unable to continue with the treatments. And I'm pretty sure I made a video explaining this, but they still have yet to be able to do the infusions. It's been almost 3 months. And two days ago, it was about 6 in the morning, I went to check on my dad like I normally do, and I noticed that he was laying really weird on the bed, and his breathing was very, very shallow and very faint. And I almost didn't think that he was breathing. And it took about 5 minutes for me to have him coherent enough to understand what I was saying and get him to put on some oxygen. I tested his oxygen saturation, and it was 60. I knew that this whole process was not going to be easy, and it's not easy for anybody that goes through it. It's not just me, and it's not just him, but any person, whether it be you personally or someone that you know or something that you've seen. Any illness is scary. Any incurable disease is scary. After I finally got him up and the oxygen on him, it took about 20 minutes or so for his oxygen levels to reach, for a normal person, not that great, but for him, manageable. And he was extremely incoherent. He was hallucinating. He fell a couple of times, and I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know what to do. I panicked. I procrastinated. I should have called 911, but I was so terrified. It's so hard to be the person, the child of as an adult, seeing your parent, and in my case, the only parent that I have left, go through what he's going through. And I thought that maybe I could fix it. And I thought that maybe, you know, wait till the morning, and if it's not better, you know, call an ambulance or have someone come to the house and check and see. It was after he had woke up to use the bathroom multiple times that I noticed that he was very spaced out, almost like he was physically there, but he mentally was somewhere else. And if as he was talking to me, it was like he was looking through me, like I wasn't really there. And it was when he started really hallucinating and saying that he couldn't sleep because there are people in and out of the house all morning, when the door had been locked and closed and no one had been there. And he had said some other things that I'm not gonna, you know, publicly talk about it on social media or YouTube, but things that I know that my father, in his right frame of mind, and I say that loosely because I've seen my father in many circumstances on different substances, being in and out of the hospital on pain medicine, and I've never seen my father this way. I've never seen anybody, honestly, act the way that he was acting. And I've been scared many times throughout this whole journey with Dad in the lung cancer. And there was something about this that was different. There was something about this that in the past, I always knew in my gut and in my heart that he would be fine. It doesn't make it any less scary. That doesn't make it true just because I feel something. It's not, you know, God has a final say. I don't. The doctors don't. Unfortunately, my dad doesn't. Medicine and science doesn't. But I felt that he would be okay. And that night, it was 2 days ago, it was Thanksgiving. The morning following Thanksgiving, technically. I didn't have that certainty in me. And I called my uncle and I asked him to come over because my father is a very stubborn man, and to get him to go to the hospital is almost impossible. And he came over. Dad was refusing. He, you know, didn't want to go. He was refusing to go. And at this point, I had been up for over 48 hours because the night prior, something kind of similar happened. He was out of it and a little bit loopy, but not like how he was the morning after after Thanksgiving. Once my uncle got here, it took about almost 3 hours to convince him to go to the hospital, and I understand why. He didn't want to. He was scared. I was scared. My uncle's scared. We're all scared. As we speak, my dad is currently at the hospital and won't be out for a while. He has pneumonia, and you know, they're treating that, but he also has fluid around his heart and his lungs, and if the fluid buildup is caused by him having lung cancer, fluid around the heart is actually one of the most common warning signs that someone's fight with lung cancer is coming. Coming to an end. Like I said, we won't know until Monday what the actual results are, but if the fluid buildup around his heart and his lungs is cancer related or caused by him having lung cancer, matter of time. And he fought and is still fighting so hard to beat this and to most people who are diagnosed with lung cancer, their life expectancy is about 2 years after being diagnosed. Dad has surpassed that. Then he was diagnosed again last year. And now he's battling pneumonia and the fluid and his thyroid. And I'm terrified. I'm not sure if I've ever been more lost, scared, confused, angry, hurt. I don't think I've been this mentally exhausted and physically exhausted and emotionally lost. If you are not new to my channel, you guys know that I've posted several videos throughout this journey, and you've seen the lows and you've seen the good, and now you're seeing one of the scariest of all the videos. Because if that fluid is being produced due to the lung cancer, life expectancy is like anywhere from a week to a couple of weeks, a month. And there's nothing that they can do if that's the case. But like I said, we've been hit with a lot of scary moments and a lot of times when we thought that it was that time, and somehow God has always covered him and watched him and protected him. And I hope and pray that this time is no exception. I don't think that, actually I know that when that day comes, I don't know who I'm going to be. I don't know how I'm going to carry on a life knowing that I don't know. I just wanted to let you guys know that the project for Raw History has been put on hold for right now. And my main focus is making sure that my father is okay and just spend as much time with him that I possibly can and just take it one day at a time. And I just ask that you guys keep him in your prayers and your thoughts and send positive energy and whatever it is that you guys believe in, because this man has been through it all. And I just hope that his body isn't making the decision for him that he is, can't do it anymore, because that's not how this is supposed to go. None of this is I don't know. But now more than ever, your prayers and, like I said, your thoughts, your messages, your positive energy, your anything that is sending any form of positivity and thought towards my father right now is the most important thing to me when it comes to what you guys can do. And I thank you guys for listening and checking up on me and, you know, really being there, because I'm really not doing this alone, but at the end of the day, he's all I have left. And I can't imagine a world without him in my life. So I hope come Monday, they just say that, you know, it's from the pneumonia or some other infection, and they can fix it with some medication and he'll be back to how he was prior. And we could focus on getting his thyroid back together and back on the infusions and back on the track of recovery and better health. And that's what I'm putting out into the universe. That's what's going to happen. They'll be able to give him some medicine and, you know, a couple of weeks maybe, he'll be back to himself. Or at least the new version of himself. I'll definitely be keeping you guys posted on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Everything's just at Nathan Heistad. But I'll put all the links in the description box. So if you do choose to follow up or want, you know, to see how he's doing, obviously not going to be doing any videos anytime soon. At least not long in-depth videos like this, explaining, you know, what's going on and why the series has been put on hold and, you know, anything like that. It's going to be a while before I'm able to resume with that, not just because of, you know, the time that it's going to take, but I need to focus my time and my energy with my dad, and I hope that you guys understand, and I hope that I'm not letting you guys down, and I just want to thank you guys, like I said, for being there and listening and just watching this video and saying a prayer for Dad and keeping him in your thoughts. Alright. I'm going to try to lay down and get my mind as far away from this moment right now until I can get some rest, because I would say in the last 3-4 days I've probably slept a total of 4 hours, 5 hours at most, and I have to make sure that I stay healthy myself. So I love you guys, and I thank you again, and hopefully Monday I have good news for you guys. So until then, I hope all is well with you guys, and I'll talk to you all soon.